This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, smelly Walmart shoppers? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, you plan on taking your funky butts to the polling precincts this year in November? How many of you plan on voting? By show of hands. Come on now. I can see you. I can feel you out there. How many? Are you going to vote? You going to talk to people about voting? You going to get other people to vote? What's been the timbre? The temperature of the water around with people around you. You met any Democrats that say, dude, I'm really sorry I was giving you a hard time about Trump? That's what I'd really like to know. Do me a favor. Contact us and let me know if you know a Democrat that's kind of apologized to you that went, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, Kev, you know, you were right. Or maybe you know of one anecdotally, a friend of a friend. Just one degree, no more than 2 degrees of separation. Do you know a Democrat, a progressive, a leftist, a moron, an idiot, a brain-dead zombie? Do you know any of them who have made the switch? What about independents? You know any of them? And if let's just go for the trifecta. If they happen to be gay, black, a woman, a Guatemalan midget, please let me know. KJRadio.com. Call me at 844-551-8255. Yeah. Lots going on in the news. That's making me ask you that question, because here's what I believe. I believe you're going to see the biggest mass exodus of Democrats in the history of this country happen in the next elections. Two of them, 2018 and 2024. Whoever the Democrats serve up in 2024 is bringing a lamb to the slaughter. That's right. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. And you believe it, you feel it, you know it, you're watching it. How many of your relatives have softened? Or, here's a better gauge, how many of them have gotten so mad? And so, and let me tell you why they've gotten so mad. They were mad to begin with, because you proved that you were smarter than they. But now they're really mad, because other people around them are going, they were smarter than you. Yeah, their little sphere, the circle of influence around them has softened. They're no longer the anti-Trump people. They're watching people around them get jobs, meaningful jobs. They're watching the news and they're watching the numbers and they're seeing unemployment go down. They're watching North Korea. They're watching Russia. They're watching China. They're watching everything and they're going, whoa, this is working. And it's driving them crazy. But what's really driving them crazy is it's influencing everybody around them. All their so-called satellites, their kids, their grandkids, their uncles and aunts, their friends, their, you know, other family members are all getting things that they didn't expect from Donald Trump. And these are good things. They're saying things like, geez, Mom, my health care insurance went way down. Now I don't have to pay that stupid, you know, copay or premium thing from Obamacare. I was actually able to go get that operation or go do something. Or the kids are going, I got a job. The city or the companies around them are saying, hey, we're flourishing. We're hiring. They're watching more people go to restaurants. They're seeing an uptick in all of the activities, and they have nowhere to run to. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Oh, man. They got nowhere to go. They got nowhere to go. They don't know what to do. They're panicked. And they have a reason to be, because your smelly butt told them what to do. You smelly Walmart shoppers in Virginia and all over the world, and I'm making reference to, for those of you who don't know, Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who says that he's above and beyond reproach. I would never do anything to influence an election. How dare you? He went Shakespearean in the hearing. Thinks of himself as a patriot. Anyway, he called us smelly. Same thing. Harry Reid said of the tourists, he's,
yeah, you can smell the tourists when they come into the Capitol building.
Bourgeois, look, ain't gonna lie, I cannot stand smelly, funky people. Take your butt and get a bath. I was in France, trust me. Whoo! You gotta. Yeah, I know why perfume was developed there. I know why they're experts. But the real smelly people are the people like Peter Strzok, the people who didn't trust you. Peter Strzok says, when he says we will stop them, he was saying we Americans, and then we stopped them. Oh, we stopped it. We stopped them. These swamp creatures who have been presiding over you. If you think the King of England that we separated from back in the 1700s was a bad dude, man, you ain't got. He's got nothing on the Obama administration. He would look at the Obama administration, I yield to you, sir. And he would yield because we are under attack like you've never believed. Man, don't even get me started. Don't get me started. And people like Strzok, they think they're patriots because that's how leftists think. They believe that what they do is for the greater good. Let me tell you something, folks. The reason why you don't see Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, all those clowns prosecuted, you don't see the left yelling for their scalps or their heads or whatever you want to, whatever metaphor works for you, is they don't believe they've committed any crimes. Pay attention. Don't be falling asleep in class and stop passing notes. They don't believe that these guys have committed any crimes. They believe that what they do is for the greater good. When Clapper goes on TV and lies, he's doing what they call it, Jiza in the with the Muslims. He lies because he's supposed to lie. If it's for the greater good, he can lie to you. If it's for the greater good, he can kill people in Benghazi and tell you it was a video. If it's for the greater good, he can run guns into Mexico and create this firestorm of immigration and tell you all is good. He can lie to you. And then you got Brennan coming on there. Brennan should be under a prison right now. Former CIA director. He's out there talking smack against the president. He feels like he's right. It doesn't matter what he says. So what, he lied. So what, he's a scoundrel. It's all for the greater good. They don't commit real crimes. They commit crimes that are for your good. When they steal from you and they raid the treasury, that's for your good. You don't know what to do with that money. What are you going to do with it? Wasting on, you know, frivolous things like your home or your cars or your kids or, you know, educations and saving for the future? Why not let government do that for you? They don't think what they do is wrong. They think what you do is wrong. And that's the problem in D.C. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in just a bit. I promise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about today, but before I get into the Democrats' very real concerns, let me give you a couple things you should be thinking about, because we're going to talk a lot about SCOTUS. I know that what's funny is the old news isn't old. It's just been on hiatus while the Democrats try to make hay out of something else. So, for example, the stroke hearings. Strzok, whatever they call his name. So Strzok was a distraction because the Democrats had to rally around that particular issue because, let's just put it this way, their house of cards is built on the testimony of a lying FBI agent, a lying, cheating FBI agent. So they've got to, you know, they had to rally around this guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. And Strzok is a perfect representative of these guys, and I love it. And as I said before, I'm going to get more into why they're concerned about him, why they're concerned about all the people in the Obama administration. They run along as if life is just normal, but I swear, if you want to see a reality show that would blow away all other reality shows, can you imagine if you got to hang around the Clintons? Can you imagine if you got to hang out with James Comey and hear him planning on meeting with attorneys and meeting with his team to figure out what to tweet next and trying to get with pastors to say what Bible verse can I tweet and get out of this next mess. Eric Holder, pick any one of them. It would be a reality show to end all reality shows. I would be glued to the TV. Y'all would look at me and go, Kevin, you look like a zombie on Fox. I'd go, yep. I was up watching the Comey show all night. You know what I mean? These people will give you, I mean, it's precious jewels of stuff. And I'm saying if it were really reality and you were hearing the conversations with their attorneys like, you know, how are we going to get out of that? And what do you think we should do? And when am I going to be called for a deposition? And what do you think is going to happen? And how should we plan for that? And where do I park my illegal money? And what if they investigate this? And then the meetings between them and the phone calls and the burner phones and the marking of the X on the park bench. I mean, it would be a spy thriller that would make Jason Bourne look like you were watching Sesame Street. Oh, man. They don't want to tell you the truth. Yeah, that's all you want. Look, we're very easy people to get along with. Tell us the truth. We occasionally know you're going to stretch it. You're going to omit something. You're going to push it a little bit. You may even tell us a little lie, a white lie. And occasionally, conservatives, yes, you will even lie to protect your own skin. But when you're caught, or if it's for the greater good, you know what you do? You say, okay, you refer back to that core and you say, yep, wrong thing to do. You never should have done it. I apologize. And you mean it and you make changes. That's what you do. Because you know in the end, that's the best thing for you. But not left. Not the leftists. They will beat you down, beat you down, beat you down. So what's going on with President Trump right now? I think he's probably wrapped up Russia. I don't know how long he planned on being there. We'll talk more about it in a bit. And Lindsey Graham's even jumped on board with the president. I want to get some into that. And I say Lindsey Graham because he's such a rhino. When I bring these people up, and I'm talking about the never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, and the Democrats switching over, etc., I just want you to understand how strong the gravitational force of Donald Trump is at this point. The gravitational force of you, the conservatives, you have created a new, I don't want to use the word paradigm because we understand what it is. You know, it isn't like it's something new. Reagan did it. But you've created something new. My brother and I were talking the other night, my oldest brother, anti-Trumper. Not anti-Trump, but he wasn't going to vote for him. Did not vote for President Trump in the last election. First time in his adult life he didn't vote for the Republicans. And he told me he didn't think Trump was an evangelical. And we were talking. And he says, but you remember, Kev, he says, I called you within a month of Trump's presidency. I said, no, you switched over quick. He goes, not only did I switch over quick, because my brother's a pastor. He's got a PhD in theology. And he says, I didn't believe him to be a pious individual, you know, a very religious man. And I want somebody who really looked at the Bible and the Constitution. He says, but I couldn't be more wrong. And he says, I'm going to tell you right now, Trump is better in his view than Reagan, who is our idol. Now, I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. My brother switched from being dang near an anti-Trumper to saying the man in less than 2 years is better than Reagan. If you don't think that's happening around the country, forget that. I want you to understand the power of that gravitational pull has pulled a person who did not want this man to be president, not just over to the other side, but solidly so into the Trump camp that I quote you, my brother. He says, I don't really care what he does. I trust him. Did you hear what I just said? He said, I don't care what President Trump does. When he speaks about things, I trust him. That's how far of a swing that you have. A person who didn't vote for him to a person who says, I'll follow this man through the gates of hell. Well, he didn't quite say that, but you know what I'm getting at. That's going on all over this country, folks. They don't want to tell you stuff, the left, because they don't want you to know how good. Let me say, the protest in Britain, if they weren't paying for that, if it wasn't contrived in the media, you wouldn't have 1,000 people at a protest against Donald Trump. Not anywhere. His decisions have been sound. They have been made based in logic and reason. And they are for the good of all. whether women's right to choose like it or not, the idea of protecting the unborn is the better decision for the nation and for the world. It's not a self-indulgent, selfish decision that, you know, somebody's making about the life of another human. Women want to limit. If we talked about it in that way, I want to make sure you understand this. I don't care what a woman does with her body. You have the ability to kill a child, and I can really say nothing about it. It is your body, but I'm not going to let you try to gloss over it as if you're flaking off some skin that's on, you know, like, oh, here's a piece of skin on my face. Let me get that off. It's not like that. So that's the difference. We've got to be able to have these intelligent conversations without the politics of it and people trying to say, you're anti-woman, you're a misogynist, you're this, you're trying to control me, whatever. Because I can certainly tell you, women, you are not in control of your bodies. I've talked about it many times, and I'm going to probably do a video series on it to tell you. And I say women, I'm talking about to these leftists, these feminists, that I'm in control of my body. You're in control of nothing. Just shut up. Sit down and shut up. You're not in control of anything. Disingenuous liars, these leftists. A man is gallivanting around the world on behalf of America, and they are doing everything they can to undermine him. But here's what's cool about it. Here's the good news, conservatives. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's going to make it happen regardless. They're going to try to demonize every Supreme Court pick, every judge that he picks at any level. They're going to criticize every decision that he makes, even when he's trying to get tax money back, get money back into our treasury from NATO, from trade deals. When he's working to make sure the world is safer, they're trying to hurt him. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Four states today sued the Trump administration over the $1.5 trillion tax cut law
saying the new cap on state and local tax deductions is an illegal infringement on states' rights. New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey are all listed as plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed today at a U.S. District Court in New York. Republicans and Democrats are reacting to President Trump's press conference yesterday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming has some advice for President Trump.
Vladimir Putin is not our friend. He is an adversary. He has proven that through his actions. He has said that his goal is to restore the former Soviet Union. We know that he has meddled in the United States elections. We know he's invaded Ukraine. And we know that he has been cheating on the nuclear weapons actions. So there's a lot to be said about the bad things that Putin has done, and I think there's a lot to be said about the strong things that President Trump has done.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I suspect the Democrats are losing a bit of sleep, a spot of sleep these days. Tossing and turning. Sleeping like babies, as my buddy would say. Waking up every 2 hours in a sheer panic, crying. Love it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson's Show. All the Obama administration, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA court, the DNC, and the Democrats toss and turn at night wondering when it's going to all come to an end. Who's going to crack? What did they not handle correctly? What will be discovered as they continue this vicious cycle of looking into Russian interference, etc.? It's all going to go away soon. Don't worry about that. You can't keep a lid on the worst political corruption in American history, folks. It isn't possible. I know you're out there saying, Kevin, that's not true. Look at what's going on. We can't do anything with them. Look at how bad the deep state is. The swamp rats, they run it. They're still running it. Let me tell you something. You can take Enron, Bernie Madoff, Aldrich Ames, all these spies and, people that have wronged America, you could put it all into the corporate and political scandals into one big basket, and it would look like a thimbleful in terms of what we have witnessed with these Democrats and what the Democrats tried to pull against Donald Trump. The noose is tightening on the necks of all of them. And all you got to do is follow their tweets, sense their desperation, see who goes away for a while. Like you don't hear anything from Comey for a bit. After the testimony is struck, or John Brennan's out of the spotlight for a bit. They are meeting like a bunch of mafiosos, going out into the woods, in some cabin and going, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? Who do we got to kill? I'm telling you, man, they're worried and they have a reason to be worried. They're worried about the Supreme Court. They're worried about the next series of moves that Donald Trump makes that are going to be good for the not only the U.S., but good for the world. Donald Trump and you, because I don't think of Trump separate from us, we impact the world. We are the only country that people really give a crap about. Study our politics. Look, China's a big deal, right? Big economy, number two to us. Think about it. What are you doing? When's the last time you went on the Google News or somewhere and went, wow, I wonder what's happening in China? You don't do it. There are Chinese that do nothing but follow us. They're trying to get here. How many Americans, other than going for vacation or having fun? I mean, I lived in China. How many Americans are sitting there going, wow, man, I dream of being in China. I want to study there. I want to go there. I mean, unless you're a martial artist like myself and you, because I've been there for that as well. And I got a buddy over there. Dan, I'm coming, I swear. You know, unless you're that, you don't even think about it. It doesn't come to your mind. The Chinese think about you every single day. So do the Russians. How often have you thought, man, you know, to get to Russia, it would be such a cool thing. And I mean, again, you might plan a vacation there, or you might think of Russia because of the number of times that we hear about it in our news. But you take that out, you don't, man, Russia doesn't even cross your mind. But it crosses the mind. You, America, cross the mind of Russians, everyday, ordinary Russians, all the time. They're looking at your movies. Look, hey, when is the last time you went, huh, I wonder what movie's coming out of China? What movie's coming out of Russia? What music is coming out of Russia? You know, the last thing I heard about music in Russia was a friend of mine said, Kev, one of my buddies, Landon, has a cover band for Chicago, and they want to get to the United States. Any ideas? And so he sends me a link. I go there, and these guys are singing, Saturday, June in the park. I think it was the 4th of July. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And they're doing Chicago covers as good as Chicago. I mean, they got the horn section and everything. I know. Anyway, I'm not very good at it, but you get what I'm saying. But he didn't tell me, go check out the Russian guys doing some Russian music. Because I wouldn't have gone, or I would have clicked off, or I would have been like, why are you sending me over here for this nonsense? But I did listen to him sing Saturday in the Park. That was it. I don't care about Russian music. I don't care about Russian culture. I don't care about Chinese music or culture. I enjoy going to China to visit. All that good stuff. I'm not obsessed with them in any way, but everyone of them, not everyone, but a bunch of their citizens are like, what's up with the U.S.? They're inundated. Inundated. Now, I know they got their day-to-day lives and all this other stuff, but they are wondering, when can they go? How can they get there? Can they study here? How many students do you think are clamoring to go to Russia to study, to go to China to study, to go anywhere to study in the world? They'll go from a cultural exchange point of view, but we don't have them. The people lining up, the students lining up to get to America to study from China is redonky-donk long. It's crazy. Same thing. African kids want to come in. How many white kids are going, I want to go to the University of Uganda, the University of Zimbabwe, or whatever to go study? Said no American student ever. Unless you want to study, unless you are into African studies, you have no interest in going to Africa to study. And to be blunt, if you're going to go to Africa, you'd be better off going from country to country and exploring it from the people perspective and understanding it that way than sitting in any classroom. You would. Anyway, Democrats in deep kimchi. And I want to talk about this from the standpoint of Senate Democrats up for re-election in red states. And this is an article in Slate. This is a leftist, you know, propaganda, news outlet, if you want to call it that. They say Senate Democrats up for re-election in red states this year are in a pickle. They don't want to alienate the liberal base by voting for Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, but they also need to win over a substantial slice of Trump voters this fall. Kavanaugh's nomination does provide at least one valuable opportunity to make it as clear as humanely as possible that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't telling them what to do. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and remind you that the Congressional Black Circus Clowns have also declared Chuck Schumer doesn't tell us what to do. Maxine Waters said leadership is all about their power. That's what she said. Joe Donnelly of Indiana, my decision won't have anything to do with Chuck Schumer. This is talking about voting for Kavanaugh. Said this in Politico, another lefty news, propaganda machine. And Politico, my decision won't have anything to do with Chuck Schumer. He doesn't tell me what to do. Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, I'm going to vote the way I'm going to vote regardless of what the leader says. How many people do you know ran towards Obama's, I'm voting for Kagan. She's amazing. I'm voting for Sotomayor, Republican senators who couldn't wait to embrace I don't recall any. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't like I was really in tune with it, but I don't believe there were any. Claire McCaskill. He doesn't come to me and say, you've got to vote with us on this. He knows I'll tell him to take a flying leap. This is a woman who practically was in Hillary Clinton's pouch. She was a little Joey inside of Hillary Clinton's pouch as a marsupial, you know, just sucking on Clinton everywhere she went. And now she's trying to say, oh, Chuck Schumer doesn't tell me what to do. I'm my own person. You want to know why? Because Claire McCaskill's getting her butt kicked. I don't know who's going to be her opponent, but whoever gets that nomination will be the next senator from Missouri. It won't be Claire McCaskill. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, I'll be 71 years in August, and you're going to whip me? Kiss my you-know-what. That's what he said in response to, will Chuck Schumer tell you what to do? The Democrats are supposed to have the biggest control, the most control over their group of people, and they have the least. Are you paying attention, America? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, getting edumacated? Look, these people are in dire straits. Dire straits. They can't even control their... Let me tell you, I told everybody, don't worry about Kavanaugh. He's getting put into place. Don't worry about him. And I don't know what the timing is going to be with the next, in 2020, let's say we're replacing Ginsburg when it's going to be DEFCON 1 for the Democrats. I'm talking about Armageddon. Wait till he replaces her. If it comes around election time, you're going to watch the same thing. You're going to, and here's what they were saying when Trump was headed to Russia. Lindsey Graham said he's going to Russia with the wind to his back. This is one of the biggest rhinos on the planet. Lindsey, don't call me gay. Graham, but he is. And Lindsey is saying Donald Trump's got the wind to his back. Hey, Earth to everybody out there. Donald Trump's had the wind to his back since November the 9th of 2000, November the 8th, but officially November the 9th of 2016. And it hasn't let up. I'll talk more about what this Russia thing means in a bit. Donald Trump's got the wind to his back because he's success. He exudes success. He's showing America how you can feel good about who you are. And the more that it begins impacting people, his legislation, the policies that he's implementing, the worse it gets for the left, and he's going to have a hurricane to his back. One time one of my buddies ran a 9.4 hundred meters, but it was wind aided. He had a hurricane to his back. Well, that's Donald Trump. He could beat Usain Bolt with that one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no allegations, indictment, that the Americans knew they were corresponding with Russian intelligence officers. There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
There's no allegation of this investigation being worth the money that we're spending on it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I don't get this. I mean, that was Rod Rosenstein, the acting AG, you know, the deputy AG, and he's like, there's nothing there. I mean, we just did a bunch of indictments that don't really mean a whole lot. Wow. I mean, come on, leftists. You got to wake up. You folks got to wake up, please. As my grandmother would say, don't be stupid your whole dang life. The Russian collusion is officially over. I mean, that's, I don't know what you heard. That's what I heard. And I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump signaling that, going to Russia, I should say, is really signaling that I don't really care what you say about Russia anymore. We're bringing Russia to the world stage. I'm going to show you now how you deal with Russia. And what's sad about it is the left have hamstrung Donald Trump in his ability to deal with Putin. And Donald Trump could, he would show you how to masterfully deal with Putin in a way, the ways of Barack Obama couldn't even dream of. And that's what scares the left, is they're going, you know, if he gets with Putin and he's able to really affect some foreign policy wins, what do we do then? What if the world actually starts playing well together? What's the left going to complain about now? They're going to demand, get this, I'm going to play their hand for you. They're going to demand that Trump get Putin to turn over his hackers, all these indicted people, or else we can't deal with them. And then they're going to accuse Trump of being anti-American because he's not dealing with Russia properly. Now, Donald Trump has, he's got Russia, the Russian economy is so precarious right now. If Putin were smart, he'd be really looking, I mean, and he is. He's not a dumb guy. He's got to be looking at ways to placate Donald Trump, to get his wins and placate Trump. But he understands, look, let me play Putin for a minute. I would say to Trump, look, you know how much oil and gas involves my economy. So I need you to lay off of oil and gas. And in doing that, I'm willing to make certain concessions. And I don't know what that's going to be. But I would suspect, this is just me, I would suspect that it's going to involve Syria and the Middle East. I would venture to tell you that Donald Trump is going to say to Russia, I'm going to allow you some indulgences. You can keep a certain amount of contracts with Germany and other areas of the, you know, other countries within the European Union. But you're going to have to make sure that Syria and Iran toe the line. And if you don't, then I'm going to torch you. I'm going to start shipping product. We're going to start building pipelines into Europe, pipelines into Asia, wherever. And we're going to start flooding the market with our reserves. And because what we can do is we can cut economies off. I don't know how much business, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't looked it up. Maybe we will during the break. I don't know how much business people do with Russia. You know, what's the GDP? I know the GDP of Russia. But I'm saying I don't know, like, is China doing a certain amount? How much business? Because if the only thing you export mostly is oil, gas, and precious metals, then believe me, other people can make those up. If you have a product, you're making airplanes, you're making automobiles, and the world wants them. That's a different thing. I'm talking about really wants them, says, oh, you, I mean, come on, you got to fly Boeing. If you can't spool up to meet the demand of the world economy in other areas, you're in big trouble. Russia's in big trouble if all they've got is oil and gas. Everybody's got oil and gas. The only advantage they have is if you start refining a Russian gas, you can't set up a refinery quickly to change to, you know, let's say a Nigerian gas of Bonny Light. The difference in the chemicals, Bonny Light, for example, is fairly high in sulfur, if I'm remembering correctly, versus, you know, the chemical makeup. People think gas coming out of the ground, oil coming out of the ground is oil. Oil coming out of the ground differs by region. You know where it's coming from based on that. So Donald Trump can really put a wrinkle in this. And he can do it very quickly. And so I don't know what the negotiation is going to be, but here's what I'm going to bet you. I think it's going to involve the Middle East, and you're going to watch a severe change in the Iranian policy. And from what I'm hearing through back channel stuff, because I deal a lot with these Iranians, is it's already happening. You haven't heard a lot about, there's not been a lot of saber rattling from Iran about their nuclear program, and you're going to get, you know, whatever. There's been a lot of internal turmoil. Riots across the city, the regime trying to crack down on people, but I'm telling you, internally, they're very afraid, and they have a reason to be. Donald Trump, by way of, I think the way Donald Trump is going to say, I'm going to handle the Iranians, it's not going to be direct. I'm going to handle them through the Russians. I'm going to handle the Middle East through the Russians. And it's going to be economically based. Now, the danger, if you wanted me to put you to the danger, because we do need to look at that, because we do what's called a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The potential danger is if the U.S. economy craters. That's the danger. As long as you have somebody that understands how we keep that creation, that development of ideas and technology and products going, and you help build economies around the world to where they want your products, they want American stuff. I asked a question earlier in the broadcast. How many people want Chinese movies? Have you ever, I mean, other than Bruce Lee when I was little, I don't recall the last time I went, I can't wait for the next series of Chinese movies or Indian movies or Russian films or whatever. I can't wait to hear the next Russian boy band or whatever. Maybe you do it with the British a bit, but I mean, not much. If in America they said, look, you're never going to get any other music, you're just going to have American music, you'd be like, okay. If they said, you're never going to get other films outside of American films, you'd be like, all right, no problem. Because what you can't get, you know we can create. We have people that think British. We have people that think Russian. We have people that think Chinese. We aren't going to miss anything. They're going to miss us. People wait for our blockbusters. In China, our movie industry, the Chinese, they develop it for the Chinese. I don't know if you know, guys know this. We make a lot of films just because we know it'll do okay in America, but it's going to do great in China or great in Europe. But we don't clamor for their stuff. Outside of a precious natural resource that we have limited and limited supply, that's the only thing we need from the United States. We can make and create everything we want and never have to go outside of the world, outside of these boundaries. And what we don't have, we can improvise, excuse me. Oh, we don't have enough rubber? We'll figure it out. We'll synthesize something. We'll get scientists on it. Man, we got it all. We ain't worried about y'all. Anyway, let me get back to this Russia stuff. Russian collusion, it's over. Trump going to Russia says that. And the left is complaining. Mueller indictment of the Russians, pure theater. I'd like to see the president say that. That's just part of the bigger farce. Here's what they said, though, as far as the strategy goes. Senior Democrats call on President Trump to cancel his planned summit, the summit that happened on Monday, with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, unless he was prepared to challenge the former KGB official over U.S. indictment of 12 Russian intelligence operatives meddling in a 2016 election. It's already started. The White House quickly fired back, saying the Helsinki summit's still on. Today's charges include no allegations of knowing involvement by anyone on the campaign, no allegations that the alleged hacking affected their election result. Deputy Press Secretary Lindsay Waters said in a statement, this is consistent with what we've been saying all along. That is the White House reinforcing that this is a farce. It is over as far as we're concerned. We're meeting with Russia whether you like it or not. Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. Can you imagine if meetings of world leaders hinged on such trivialities like, we caught a guy trying to hack into the Russian blankety blank, and now we got to throw off our meetings? You know, look, you deal with your problems, I'll deal with mine. But at the highest level, I'm meeting with Putin, he's meeting with me, and we're going to get things worked out. And now, because Donald Trump can directly engage with Russia, the Democrats are in deep doo-doo. The Russian narrative is gone. The gauntlet of, you know, the untouchability of the Russians has been lifted. Donald Trump can say, yeah, I'm going to meet with Putin. I had a conversation with Putin. Now he's official to go talk to Russia.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.